There's wealth management and wealth planning, and then there's elite wealth planning. But just exactly what is elite wealth planning, and how do you know if you're receiving it from your current wealth manager? Vince unpacks the mystery on the final installment of our five-part series with Russ Allen Prince on this edition of Your Money Manual. And now from his office in Scottsdale, Arizona, here's your host, the founder of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annable.
Welcome to Your Money Manual, the educational show we designed especially around the fact that when it comes to investing, we're pretty sure you didn't get any instructions with that money. So we're here to help. Our goal is to provide you with some valuable information from key industry experts to help you make some smart decisions about your money and hopefully to create a life of significance for you and for your family. So on this final segment of our five-part series to help you build your optimal financial world, I want to talk about elite wealth planning. What is it? What makes it an elite wealth planner? What makes an elite wealth planner truly elite? So today, guess what? Welcome back, Mr. Russ Allen Prince. I want to welcome back our favorite guest, Mr. Russ Allen Prince, one of the most highly sought after consultants to the super rich for family offices. He's engaged in helping wealthy family members, successful entrepreneurs for coaching on personal wealth creation. Also, you may recall he's co-authored or authored in excess of 60 books for entrepreneurs, for the affluent, and for professional advisors like yours truly. So, Russ, welcome back to Your Money Manual.
It's a pleasure to be here, Vince.
So let's get started. What exactly is elite wealth planning? Is this just a term to distinguish wealth planning for the most wealthy individuals in society, or the regular kind of wealth management that most of us receive, or is there truly a significance in these terms?
Let's go with the idea there's truly a significance in the terms. Wealth planning itself is using legal strategies and financial products to help you, you know, literally plan, decide how you want your assets to work in the future, decide who you want them, who wants to get them, decides how you protect them against things like frivolous lawsuits, helps you if you own a business with the idea of succession, moving that business from one generation to the next. That's wealth planning. It is a set of techniques. There are tools, there are legal structures, and anyone who's really technically proficient, they have access to all of this, but that doesn't make them elite. That doesn't make them an elite wealth planner. That doesn't make what they do elite wealth planning. There is a big distinction. That means they're technically proficient at wealth planning. And certainly with anybody you're dealing with, that's a requirement. Now, let's take it a step further. Being technically proficient is a necessity. You must be good at this stuff. You must know how it all works. You must be able to execute flawlessly. That's essential. But that doesn't make you elite, as we're saying. What makes an elite wealth planner elite is the fact is that they have a deep understanding of their clients, of the people for whom they're doing the planning. And that understanding is instrumental. It's an absolute requirement to be able to ensure those people get the best, the most perfect results possible. Because there's a lot of ways you can do certain things. If somebody's selling their business, for example, there's a lot of ways you can mitigate the capital gains taxes. There are a number of techniques any really good wealth planner can do. But what differentiates that wealth planner from the elite wealth planner is by the elite wealth planner understanding what the client wants, needs now in the future, their expectations, their hopes, their dreams, their concerns. They can navigate through all the tools and techniques to come up with the optimal solution for that particular family, for that particular person. And that's what makes it elite.
Why is elite wealth planning so uncommon? Why aren't more advisors these days providing this top shelf level of service to their clients? How come I don't have much competition out there?
Well, the reason you don't have much competition is that most wealth planners, even the best technically proficient wealth planners, are more focused on the mechanics of what they're doing, on the technical aspects, on the nuts and bolts of it. And as I said, it's essential to get that done perfectly right. But if you're so concentrating on the techniques and the strategies, and you're just trying to make it all work really well, you miss what matters most. And what matters most is what the clients really want to have happen. I'll give you an example. I sat down once in a meeting and there was a top lawyer. I mean, top of the line, people consider this person brilliant, technically brilliant. And this lawyer said to this very wealthy family, after they were talking about what they can do and not do, he told the family that you can't do what you want because it's tax inefficient. Okay, no problem. As we said, no more lawyer. So the point is that, yes, it was tax inefficient. Yes, it wasn't the best way to do it from a tax perspective, but this is what the family wanted, and that's more important. And now, while that lawyer is, as we said, technically brilliant, they wouldn't fall into the category of elite. Elite means it's about you, the client. It's about you getting exactly what you want or as close as possible based on the constraints that you have, based on the limitations, based on what you want to have happen. And it turns out that the industries, the legal industry, the accountant, most of these professional services and the professionals in them are more wrapped up in their technical magic than they are in caring for the people they're talking to.
In the past, we have talked about the importance of the human element of elite wealth planning. Can you go into a little more detail? I think you've given us a great example of this human element, but really, how critical is it when it comes to diagnosing what these people really want?
Well, that's the whole crux. What we want to be able to do is understand in great detail what everybody wants. It has to be all about them. Let's go back to our first video conference, video podcast. We talked about Everyone Wins, where it's all focused on the other person, what they want, how it works. So the elite wealth planners, they're expert at discovery, that discovery process of understanding and uncovering what really matters to people. They are really proficient at this. And by doing that, by uncovering it, by identifying it, now we're dealing with the human element, what really matters to people, what they care about, what keeps them up at night, their concerns and their wishes, wishes for themselves, for their family, for loved ones, for society, for whomever. What really, really matters is that that is the core, and that's the part where some of the most talented and capable, technically expert professionals forget, ignore, don't know, you know, never thought about it. Because when they teach you to be a top lawyer, for example, or they teach you all the wonderful things you can do, it's in a vacuum. There aren't people involved. People are emotional. People are irrational. People have their own agendas. And the elite wealth planner, because they focus so intently on this human element, are addressing those things, the emotional aspects of this, the personal issues that come out of all of this, the fact that, you know, working with families, very wealthy families, very wealthy extended families. In very wealthy extended families, there are some family members who, to put it nicely, are complete screw-ups. There's no way around it. It just happens. It's part of life. All right. That doesn't mean that, well, we can't do things for them, certainly, but it's a matter of how we want to do it. What are the goals that the parents might have for their kids who they know can't handle money intelligently and capably? That's the human element. And that's what really makes elite wealth planning elite.
Well, Russ, I think in my world, you've probably seen it. I know I've seen it. Advisors let selling their favorite product get in the way of learning about what the client's real needs are. So what is the relationship between elite wealth planning and wealth management, and also between, and how this fits in with the virtual family office?
All right. Look at it this way. If you want to get the best results, you want to get your best possible financial house in order, you want the best solutions to the problems you're facing, you want your optimal financial world. If that's what you're looking for, which I would think most people would want given their choice, if that's what you're looking for, then you want a wealth manager who is able to provide elite wealth planning. So remember, wealth management is really composed of two pieces, the investment management side and the wealth planning side. And to be elite in all of this comes into the ability to make sure it really aligns with the agenda of the client. As you just mentioned, Vince, too many professionals sell what they like to sell. It could be because they're comfortable with it. It could be because it pays them the most. It could be because it's easy. Well, those people are focused on themselves. And the elite wealth planner, the elite wealth manager, he or she is focused on what really matters to their to the client and how to really help that client achieve the results he or she wants, needs, expects, and hopes for. And that's where the difference is. So if you're dealing with a wealth manager, you want the best of the best. And when it comes to wealth planning, you want to make sure that they are addressing the human element and putting that first and foremost. And that extends to the virtual family office, where again, the client, you, are the most important part of all this. Not the techniques, not the strategies, not the whiz-bang ideas, but what you really want. There are so many times I have found that a simpler approach will get the same result that the client wants, much more cost-effectively than some of the more, I'll call, elaborate and fancy strategies that get put on the table. But those elaborate and fancy strategies, you know, have the, you know, wow effect. The problem is they don't make as much sense. They don't get the client what they want as well, and they cost a fortune. But beyond that, they're great. Now, sometimes they actually are the right thing to do. But in all these cases, what matters most is to make sure everything really revolves around you, because you're the client. This is your world. It has to be all about you from the beginning. That's what we're talking about when we say the human element. That is what makes this whole process elite. And that is the difference. And it's important to realize that this works at every level of wealth. It works from the billionaires all the way down, because what matters most is you. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter. It's still, you have to be center stage.
Very well said, Russ. Very well said. So let's talk about stress testing. What role does stress testing play in elite wealth management, and is there a necessary relationship between these two?
Well, we talked about stress testing before.
Correct.
It's good to bring it up here in this sense, is that stress testing is predicated primarily on making sure that you are getting the results you want and expect, and you're not missing any opportunities. Now, the only way that's possible to ascertain is to understand what you want, what the outcomes have to be, what those results that you're looking for, what are they? And stress testing, we have found over and over again, is just the way, what we describe as taking a good look at what you're doing and why, and seeing if you're getting the results you want and if you're not missing anything. So in the context of elite wealth management and elite wealth planning, it's looking at what you have and saying, is it going to produce the results? Is it logical? Is the world changed since this was set up? So many times people's investment portfolios, for example, were set up with certain sort of expectations. Well, you know something? That's great, but in the last few months, people's expectations are changing, almost daily sometimes. And what matters here is that, are you possibly going to get the results, or what are the probability of you getting the results? And if you're not in sync to get those results, what steps can you take to get closer to them? That's what stress testing is all about. The same thing with planning. How many of you, for example, have an estate plan? Now the question is, when was the last time you took a good look at it? You know, I keep going back to, I recently insisted my mother redo her estate plan because my guardian died 10 years ago. So there's sort of like, it was a little out of date. So the point is that we want to make sure that everything is going to work the way you want it to. And that's what stress testing is about. And that's why it has this integral role with both elite wealth management and obviously with elite wealth planning.
Fantastic. Well, Russ, you've been providing an awful lot of nuggets for all of our listeners. And I would highly recommend our listeners go back and re-listen, because now if they've come through one, two, three of these, they have an opportunity now to go back and put it all together. And I believe that you've provided an awful lot of nuggets to help people with an awful lot of the decisions they need to make so they're making smart decisions about their money. So thanks so much for all the time you've given us during this series of shows. It was a really good time and very nice of you to share your high level of experience on how people can build their optimal financial world. We appreciate it very much, Russ.
It was a pleasure to be here, Vince.
And with that, we're signing off, but don't go away too quickly, because Jeff has a little information for you. But at the same time, Russ doesn't know it, but we are going to go back and talk him into coming back at some point in the future. Thanks so much, Russ. Jeff?
Very good, Vince. And Russ, I ditto exactly what Vince said. Thank you so much for your participation. You know, elite wealth planning, something that may have only been available to the richest people among us just a few years ago, is more easily attainable to more investors today. Simply click over to VFOAG.com. Learn more about how elite wealth planning can help you build your own optimal financial world. While you're there, complete the simple form at the bottom of the page with just your name and email address, and you'll receive immediate access to the free white paper and the ebook Russ Allen Prince co-authored with John J. Bowen Jr., both entitled Your Optimal Financial World. You'll also receive a free financial stress test that you've heard Vince and Russ discuss on this program. And again, everything is free with our compliments. Again, for your free financial stress test and instant free access to both our white paper and the book Your Optimal Financial World, visit VFOAG.com. Your Money Manual is brought to you by Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and is now available on video. We invite you to subscribe to our Wealth Strategies Advisory Group channel on YouTube so that you'll be alerted whenever a new episode is posted. You can also listen to our traditional audio podcast on all of the popular services, including Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, available on iTunes. And that's where you can go ahead and leave us a rating and review. We sure would appreciate it. Until next time, my name is Jeff Allen for Vince Anibal and Russ Allen Prince. Thanks so much again for listening to Your Money Manual. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.